You're on 981 2NM. Hello Jane has a new single out called Never Alone. Let's have a listen.
By now you ought to know you're never alone.
And hello, Jane is joining us on 2NM this morning to have a chat about it. Hello, Jane. How are you?
Hello, I'm really well. Thanks for having me.
That's the way. Tell us a little bit about the single Never Alone. What's it all about?
Yeah, the song was written back in March 2020, so 2 years back now at the beginning of the pandemic. And I wrote it for my sister because she was overseas alone by herself. And I was pretty worried, to be honest, about what was going to happen, like many people. With family overseas, and I wrote the song, and then my brother Bradley McCaw, he helped finish it, and we sent it off to her, and that was kind of it for a while until I thought maybe it might be a good song still. It's still kind of relatable at this time, which is a bit of a shame, but yeah. It's going well.
Is it a bit of therapy for yourself to be able to talk about these feelings and go over them in a song, perhaps?
I think for me it was just a nice way to send a bit of love to someone who I really cared about, so, and still do, obviously. She's my sister. But yeah, it is kind of therapeutic songwriting, trying to get your thoughts and your feelings out.
Is your sister back home now?
Yeah, she did. She made it back home, which we're very lucky about.
I imagine she's very fortunate to be back in Australia. Where was she at the time?
She was in London.
As far as yourself, well, you're not necessarily always alone, belying the name of the song. You've got a tour that you're doing at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. The tour, it's called Never Alone, Ironically Solo, because I've decided to do a bit of a solo series. But I do have a great support act, Kelsey Barrington, coming along, and a good sound engineer. But yeah, we're travelling to Gunnedah and Stanthorpe, and we've got a show in Brisbane coming up too.
What's it like out there on the road at the moment and going to gigs? Is it as you know, many people turning up?
In Queensland, it's kind of a 50-50 shot. You kind of have to take a risk that the venue's going to be, I guess, safe. And
yeah.
I think people are buying tickets a lot later than they usually would, with the risk of maybe they're unwell or who knows what's going to happen. But people are still hopefully going to turn up. Fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, we can't wait to get on the other side of whatever this has been. We can't wait to see what it looks like when finally things get back to some version of normal. Is that an idea for a new song, Some Version of Normal?
Yeah, I don't mind that as a title. That's a good one. I'll write it down.
I'll expect a credit on that one. Have you got any other songs in the works as well? Once you've finished your tour, are you planning on sitting down and maybe pumping out some more singles?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've got a bit of a recording project that'll probably turn into my debut EP. So that'll be recorded in the middle of this year. And then, yeah, hopefully some more shows and new releases by the end of the year.
Well, good luck with all of that. And if you find yourself in the Upper Hunter, feel free to pop in and say hello. Hello, Jane.
I'd love to. Thanks so much for having me.